We are here at the Ag Media Summit at the FMC booth here at the Ag Info Expo. And with me is Paul Rittich. And first, Paul, I'd like to thank you and FMC for helping us bring the Ag Media Summit on AgWire to people who can't be there. And so we're putting the photos out, and FMC is our sponsor. We'd like to thank you for that.
We're delighted to be able to do that. AgWire has such a wonderful programming opportunity that covers all kinds of other meetings and conferences and so forth, and we've enjoyed participating in several of those, and now the Ag Media Summit also.
Yeah. So thanks so much. We really appreciate that. But what you're going to talk about is the Authority Minute and changes being made. First, give us a little background on what the Authority Minute is.
Well, for the last year, we've had this opportunity for growers and retailers to learn more about weed management in soybeans. And we have an Authority line of products, and pre-emergent wise, they're very important in helping manage weeds, and from a residual standpoint, when you use it in combination with Roundup or other products. Well, it's been so successful. We've had growers and retailers and university experts and consultants, and also we've had a couple of Monsanto researchers on the program talking about the importance of weed management to handle glyphosate-resistant weeds and other weeds. So with the following we've had this past year, we've decided to expand that program.
And does it have a new name then?
Yes, it's evolving from the Authority Minute to the Minute. So not only are we going to cover soybean-related issues on weed control, but we're going to cover corn-related issues on weed management and insect-related issues. So it's broadening, and we'll be talking with lots of researchers and growers around the country. What's also kind of fun, and we've used it this past year, when anytime a person registers and goes online and watches one of these, we have about 18 of those posted on the web, and they're digital videos. They get credit for this. Their name goes in the hat, and each week we'll have a drawing for gift cards. So there'll be a number of gift card winners, and then a grand prize drawing. This past sweepstakes included a tailgate special and a number of winners. And this next round one is kind of a power-oriented sweepstakes where we'll have generators and a variety of power things that farmers love.
More power, right. Well, you know, we're going to have to then promote that and have some of these minutes put up on AgWire so people can point them in that direction.
We
right?
can. You can help point them the right direction so they can watch the videos and then register to potentially win.
Have you had any minutes that have been particularly, well-watched, really popular?
Numerous ones, but one of them that was kind of fun was the Dragon Slayer series. We had one of our researchers and one of our sales folks from the Iowa State area was talking about water hemp, and water hemp kind of as a dragon out there, a really tough thing to cope with for farmers in corn and beans. And it is incredible the number of seeds one water hemp plant produces, and that was kind of the focus on that particular series. We've had a couple of others on residual control. Most recently, we had one that Dr. Brian Young from SIU in Southern Illinois was featured talking about weed management. So, and then we're about ready to have a couple of insect and pest scouting ones that will be up and posted.
I think Dragon Slayer would be a good name for a new herbicide.
Well, would be, wouldn't it? It's a little long, though. I think people would remember it, but kind
just
of
just the Slayer,
a long logo. We could do that. That's true.
Well, it's, you know, what's great about this kind of thing is see how the new social media tools and is really helping to get the word directly to the farmers, right from your website. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you guys are definitely on the innovative edge of that. We're trying to do other kinds of things, but you really hold up a high standard for us. So.
Well, I mean, just be able to use that video and bring the farmers to your website and let them see something right there. I think that's, and it's really innovative. It's challenging everybody to think outside the box.
It is, definitely is. And as more of our young youth come into agriculture, they're definitely embracing this whole world, and we have to become smarter. Even us old guys have to adapt and learn a new thing or two. You know, an old dog appreciates a new trick.
That's for sure. All right. Thanks, Paul. And thank you again for sponsoring our coverage here at Ag Media Summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.